Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you could find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Is it really a session of sanity? Joe, senior your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As I said, Dave Sussman will join me right after the break. Always appreciate his time with me as well. And, you know, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. I think it's really, really the best way to speak to it. You say that, you know, you hear me say it all the time. Some of you are tired of hearing it. I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep saying it until it gets through to some people. Make sure that you're getting the information, truly, that you need. So that when you're talking to these people, when you're trying to, I don't want to say convert somebody, but when you're trying to enlighten somebody, how's that? I like that one better. When you're trying to enlighten somebody, you have the information you need so that they can't make fun of you later on. They can't say to you, oh, remember what you told me about so-and-so and such-and-such? Yeah, that was fake. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, if you got something to say, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved, and I do want you engaged. You know, to some point, I get these emails when I make these comments, so I'll just say it ahead of time. I'll save you a lot of aggravation. How's that? If you're going to write me about this, I don't know what to tell you, but here's the deal. You're voting tonight. Christians are voting tonight. Religious people are voting tonight. And I'd like to know how, I would love to know. Send me an email if you don't want to call it. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And how do you vote for somebody who is 180 degrees from what your Bible, what your scripture tells you, how you should be living your life? The things that are pleasing to God. How do you do that? And I'm curious. I'm not going to belittle you, berate you, whatever. If you want to email me your answer, email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Are you one of those people like Whoopi Goldberg who thinks that clergy have no place in telling you the guidelines you should use for voting? Because remember, they're not telling you you should vote for Trump. A lot of them don't do that. A lot of them will look at you and say, does this person line up with your biblical values? It's funny how a lot of people will say, hey, you know, you shouldn't mix religion and politics. God doesn't want you to do that. Well, where is that? Can you give me a scripture that tells me where that is? I don't care what book you're out of. I want to know where it says that. Because I know, again, my Bible is very clear as to how to vote in elections. No, it doesn't use the name Trump, but it's very clear on how to pick people. So the polls are just closing in California. I'm hoping soon, very soon, I'm hoping to have the some information on how some of this is going down. You know, concerns over the rise in crime playing an outsized role in the key primary showdowns here. You're looking at these municipal contests, these contests in these big cities, overwhelmingly blue cities, actually, Los Angeles. I think California as a whole is a 10-to-1 registration, 9-to-1 registration, Democrats or Republicans. And a lot of those Republicans are coastal Republicans. And you know what that means? Very liberal. So, in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and so forth, California Attorney General is up for election. I mean, if you want law and order, that's the place to start. Get rid of him and get somebody in there that really believes in law and order, that really believes in following the law. Also, the same thing, they call it criminal justice reform. It's like the same thing they're talking about immigration reform. They don't mean criminal justice reform like you and I mean it. They don't mean immigration reform like you and I mean it. When we talk immigration reform, we agree it shouldn't take 20 years for somebody to become a citizen. I agree with that. Doesn't mean we skip over everything, though. The wall goes up. Applications are made. Judges look at them. You have to fall within the criteria, and then you're let in. It's really that simple. You know, and when it talks about the law, I'm thankful that a federal judge, and not a Trump judge, but a federal judge finally said to the DA Gascon in Los Angeles, you can't circumvent the law. The three strikes law there, it's very specific as to when you charge somebody with the three strikes law. You don't have the right to ignore it. Now, if they want to change it in Sacramento, so be it. And this is what happened. I mean, again, Nancy Pelosi's mantra, nobody's above the law. She should have added, except for us and the people I like and care about. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dave Sussman right after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know, I say it all the time. You know why I say it all the time? Because some of you aren't listening. Be part of the solution. You want to get informed. You want to have a clue to what's going on. That's why I bring other people on, because they usually have clues while I'm just guessing most of the time. Dave Sussman joins me. He is the host of Whiskey Politics and the guest host here, my fill-in host from time to time when I have to go do my civic duty. And, David, I mean, this has been an interesting evening so far. Ballots are in from across the country. California's, we used to call them absentee ballots, but now we can't call them that anymore. They're mail-in ballots as a whole, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I went to my polling place. I'm not in L.A. County, but I went to my polling place, and I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, Joe, that on a primary for a midterm election, I had to wait for 20 minutes.
Wow.
I've never experienced that before. I don't think there's going to be any shocks tonight. It's, you know, Newsom's going to run away with it. But I was really surprised. And when I went in, of course, they don't ask for an ID. They asked if you wanted to drop off your ballot, if you want a paper ballot, if you want a digital ballot. I'm old school, Joe. Give me the paper ballot and, you know, ask me for an ID next time.
And you're a younger guy. I mean, I'm the old man here, and you're old school. You want too. It's hard to cheat with a paper ballot. I get it. I guess the elections aren't that important anymore. You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I want them. Yeah, I agree with you. Newsom in California, Newsom is going to run away with it. I mean, who's going to stop him? There was no challenger whatsoever of any significance on the other side of the aisle.
No.
Same thing with the lieutenant governor. There's no chance for Republican. I think the registration is 9-1. If I'm wrong, I'll back off. But I think our registration here in California is 9-1.
Yeah.
Which is just nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know a few of the candidates. I know you do as well. I love Eric Early. He's a good guy. He's a friend. And, you know, I think he was polling at 16%. Successful guy, you know, Beverly Hills law firm, has done incredible things for the state of California. But it's, you know, if you have an R next to your name, it's kind of just throwing money in the wind at this stage in the state of California.
You're exactly right. You're 100% right, actually. You know, Rob Abanta is the AG, and, you know, again, another Dem. He's behind all the stuff that's going on.
53.3% votes right now with, you know, 5% precincts reporting. So it's over, you know.
It's a hard number for anybody to catch up to.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? What do you think about, obviously, Padilla's going to, again, run away with it, but you know Mark Moisier, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I've met with him several times at many different events, CPACs and things over the years. He's come on my show. He's leading the rest of the pack right now. I voted for him too, 16.2%.
Yeah, I think Mark, at least Mark had somewhat of a ground game. He had things going on online. He had advertisements going. He was engaged, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
He was all over Facebook, where some of the others were nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Well, I will say another friend of mine, James Bradley, who I also voted for the temporary term, right? I mean,
right.
Moisier's in there as well. So I know both of these guys, and so I kind of split my vote, you know, because it was two different, you know, because neither one of them are going to win it. But Moisier's got 22.6% right now with 5% reporting for the partial unexpired term. I guess that was what our delightful vice president?
Yes.
Is that what that was for? Yeah.
That would be the cackler? Yeah, remember her. Okay.
Yeah.
And
but Padilla with 53%. 5% reporting. It's not 60 or 70%, Joe.
No, and again, when it comes to the balance, matter of fact, in California, you had to vote twice for Senate. You had to vote one to fill the unexpired term, and then once for the, you know, that'll come up for the November election for the full terms. So, Padilla, even in the unexpired term, he's got 50% of the vote so far. But again, as you said earlier, true statement. Very few parts of the precinct are in. But I'm looking at these saying to myself, look, even if you add up all the percentages on the other ones, they still don't touch the man. And to your point earlier, it's so true. They're so brainwashed in this state that if you don't have Dem after your name, you don't. They won't even look. They won't even stop and look at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can crack the code in this state. For 20 years, I've been hearing from friends, you, other friends alike, that, you know, well, this election, you know, it's going to turn. People are sick of the homelessness. They're sick of the crime. They're sick of the taxes. They're sick of the gas fees. Well, we've now got the highest gasoline prices in the history of ever in this state. They are not going to be repealing the gas tax. You know, the Democrats in the state assembly have decided in their infinite wisdom that now's not the time. Even though they've got a quadrillion dollar surplus, right, according to Newsom, now's not the time to give some of this hard-earned money back to the people at the pump, even though they're paying $6, $7, $8, in some cases even higher prices per gallon. So you'd think that would motivate people, right?
Not to say it ain't, like, not a word. Look, I know this is a negative way of looking at things, but I always say the same thing. Remember, these are the same people that put Obama in twice.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even know where to go with that. And then we had a chance to recall Governor Newsom. Nothing. Nothing. And, you know, I'd be curious to see what happens up in San Francisco, California, where they, you know, they're having to step over the crime there. They're seeing it happen on a daily basis. And we'll see what ends up happening up there. If they don't recall that DA, I know you're going to laugh at me. There is absolutely no hope for California. Do you agree?
Well, right now, what's his name? It's not Gaston. That's the guy down in L.A., right?
Yeah, Gaston's the L.A. guy. They're still pulling together the petition to recall him.
Yeah, no, the one in San Francisco. Accordingly to the polls, there's a 60%. There's 60% approval for removing him right now.
But there was that the same thing was going on with the governor Newsom.
Yeah.
He also, I actually a mutual friend of ours, Tom Del Vaccaro.
Yeah.
I had him on the show. I was teasing him for weeks over that because he kept telling me we had it. Look at the numbers. We didn't have it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
actor Matthew McConaughey gave an impassioned speech at a White House press briefing Tuesday, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety. The 52-year-old Uvalde, Texas native spoke after a private meeting with President Joe Biden regarding the recent school shooting in his hometown.
We need responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them.
The shooting in Uvalde, Texas, killed 19 children and 2 adults. Also from the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced 2 more press team departures on Tuesday. It comes after multiple reports of inner turmoil at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. All right, let me just bring him back. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Dave Sussman joins me. He is the host of Whiskey Politics and sometimes the guest host here on the Joe Messina Show. And Dave, always appreciate your input, your vision, and or your viewpoint on these things. And I appreciate your time with me. We were talking during the break, though, as how interesting it is that when they talk about the left and they talk about their opponents and challengers and their races, it's always a establishment Democrat against a progressive Democrat. It sounds reasonable. When they talk about Republicans, it's always an establishment GOPer against a right winger. It's amazing, right?
You know, the ones that write all these articles basically think of anybody that has an R next to their name as a bigoted, xenophobic, Nazi, you know, and they must be because they've got a Republican next to their name. So, you know, you've got moderate Democrats, you've got progressives, and then you've got the Nazis.
Yeah.
And so it's easy for them. You know, listen, you and I have spoken about this I don't know how many times, Joe. We're dealing with children who write the media now. They write the press. They are literally children. They are stupid and young. They don't know what they don't know. And it's a joke. I mean, you know, I'm on with you right now. I'm looking at FoxNews.com. I don't go to Fox News. I don't go to CNN. I don't go to any of these because, I mean, Fox is, if you have to choose, I guess it's the better. But they're all writing for clicks and eyeballs and emotional resonance. And I just want the facts, and you're not going to get it from the mainstream media.
Listen, the joke when I used to write was that if there weren't misspelled words and bad grammar, it wasn't me writing it, okay? Now, when I'm catching it, on Fox and other places, it's got to be really bad because I really don't catch any of that stuff usually.
Right.
And now, I mean, I see it all the time. Simple misspelled words, bad grammar, run-on sentences. I'm sitting there going, my God, these people get paid to do this. And they aren't getting paid little money. They get paid decent money to do this. So, again,
you know what's interesting, Joe? I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to do your show tomorrow night. You don't mind, do you?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
No, what do you mean? I don't mind that you're doing the show either. It doesn't work.
I'm going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow night on your show when I'm hosting. But I think, you know, a little bit of a tease for your audience is that the new owner of CNN, Discovery Network CEO, is coming in, and he's taking a look at CNN, and he wants to do an etch-a-sketch on that entire channel. He doesn't want these bloviating far-leftist opinions, tater-stelter. He doesn't want, you know, these guys to come out and start doing what they're doing. And so here's the thing, and this is, Fox is just as bad as CNN on this.
Yep.
He wants to get rid of the breaking news bong. Every 10 seconds, breaking news, we are back, it's 8 o'clock. That's the breaking news at CNN. And nobody, everybody's tuned it out. And it's the same with Fox News and all of them. You, nobody pays attention to the breaking news bong anymore. No. CNN wants to actually, the new owner of CNN, they may actually turn CNN back into a decent news network under this guy, because they want to get rid of the breaking news bong for actual real breaking news, like the Twin Towers just got, you know, a plane flown into them. That's breaking news.
Right.
You know, not we're back from your Medicaid ad commercial. That's the breaking news. So that would be really interesting, Joe, to see whether or not Fox News follows suit.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking, and yeah, Fox News. You have a long way to sell me. They've gotten so far left now. I don't know if I would recognize them anymore. I, when you're getting ready for a show, I pick up clips of theirs and I listen to it. I go, oh my God, I haven't heard these people, even though I know them. We know some of these people.
Yeah.
And you know, look at Sean Hannity. You know, he used to have breaking news, right? Every time he came back from a break, he had breaking news. And I'm going, Sean, it was breaking at 8 o'clock this morning. It ain't breaking anymore.
It was breaking, Sean. It was breaking the same story in 1996. Sean Hannity's show has been exactly the same for the past 25 years. And I'm sorry, it's boring to me, but I do listen. I exercise at the end of the day, and there's a park near me, and I try and walk, you know, and I listen. Sometimes if I'm not listening to my podcast, I'll go on XM and see what Tucker's saying. I like Tucker's monologue. And I also like Bret Baier. I think Bret Baier is
one of the most honest guys out there.
Yeah, he's one of the best news guys still remaining. So I'll listen to Bret Baier, and I will listen to Tucker's opening monologue. I think he always nails it. But the rest of it is nonsense, and I don't watch it. I only listen to it when I can.
Well, in California, for those of you who don't know, the primary is it's what we refer to as a guerrilla primary, which means the
jungle
two
primary.
Two biggest vote getters get to go at it in the general election. So right now, you know, we were talking about Mark Mosier earlier, and in his race for the Senate, he's got Alex Padilla, but he is the second largest vote getter right now in that race. If he keeps up the pace, he will go after, or he will go against Padilla. But when you look at the differences in the votes, that's really what's going to count at the end of the night. Who came out to vote? They're expecting a low turnout.
I don't know what the turnout's going to be. I can only tell you what my precinct was. And this lady was telling me, she was there since 6 a.m. this morning. She says it was busy all day. Looking at this, so there's two Senate. There's two Senate contests. There's the U.S. Senate full term, and then there's, as we just talked about, the U.S. Senate partial unexpired term.
Right.
On the full term, you've got Padilla, who's running away with it, but he's going to face the top vote getter out of the rest of this rigmarole here, and right now that's Mark Mosier, 16.2%. And that's for the full term. The unexpired partial term, Padilla, 53%. Mosier, 22.6%. So it looks like if it holds right now that it's going to be Mosier And I like Mark. He's an affable guy. He bikes up and down the state. As long as between you and me, he keeps the Grecian out of that hair. I saw him.
You know what? I was just gonna say, I'm glad he got rid of the mustache before he started running.
He looked a little Hillary. He had like some depth in his hair, and he was brushed it to the side. He looked kind of creepy, man.
The handlebar mustache, right? And he had
the mustache and the greased hair.
What do you? We're gonna go back
like
to the
Uncle
cowboy
Rico
days
from Napoleon Dynamite.
It's hilarious. But again,
he looks
good
now. He looks good now. Somebody spoke to him.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, shaving off the mustache was a big deal. I just got to say. What was I going to tell you about the? Oh yeah, we were talking about it during the break, and it was that the fact that what was it, Grassley?
Mm.
Who? Well, I think he's in his late 80s. I don't even know how old he is.
Yeah.
But he easily, he took this, and we make fun of Pelosi and Maxine Waters and the rest of them. We've got those same people. You know. And
yeah. There's a picture I posted it today, folks. If you're not on MeWe, MeWe is a site where I'm posting. Some political stuff. You can find Whiskey Politics on MeWe. We posted this picture of Dianne Feinstein who, when she was anointed, it was like during what, the Eisenhower administration, and today, and she looks like the Crypt Keeper today. And we all know, and everybody admits that she's not Copus Mentis, right?
No.
And term limits, man. We need some friggin' term limits.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck getting that to take. These people want power. They want to stay.
Yeah.
They don't want to leave.
Yeah. An update for you for your District 27 here,
okay.
Which is Mike Garcia's to lose. Christy Smith is coming in at this is just the first precincts are in. So, we're talking about 40,000 votes. Christy Smith is at 44% and Mike Garcia is at 38.9%. But again, The two top vote getters go to November, so it looks like it's going to be Smith and Garcia.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. Or again, not everything is in yet. I'm amazed that though in the old days I could tell you these were absentees. Here's the direction we were going in. All the precincts for absentees would be in by 8:30, 8:45. Now, I don't know what the heck is going on. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feed for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FROM-JOE. 855-732-5560. Let me apologize. I know many of you listening are listening in different states other than California, but, you know, everybody talks about how great California is and how wonderful it is, and the ones that don't live here. But as Dave and I talk, you need to understand that even with people crapping in the streets, shooting up in front of your young kids, okay, you're stepping in it and you're $300 shoes. These people still don't get it. They still don't understand. The voters still don't seem to care. That even if you're tripping over human excrement, even if your gas taxes are the highest there in the nation, being under the rule of a Democrat seems to be better than being under the rule of a Republican. Have they done that good of a job in brainwashing? And I tell you, people, when I go on high school campuses or school campuses, I still see a very large percentage of our kids wearing masks. They can't tell you why. They've been conditioned. It's terrible. Let me bring them on. Dave Sussman joins me. He is the host of Whiskey Politics and the guest host of this show from time to time. And Dave, I mean, Am I that far off? This is really disheartening to think that people are not paying attention or just afraid of Republicans. I don't know which.
I think you nailed it. I think absolutely what you just said is absolutely correct. We've been indoctrinated and trained. We've been crate trained for the past 2 years with COVID. But we've been indoctrinated and trained that if you have an R next to your name, you're a racist, sexist, bigoted xenophobe. And I'm starting to wonder here because California, which has the highest gas taxes in the history of ever in this state right now. And again, you and I were talking during the break where we have an assembly in the state of California that will not repeal the gas tax. So people are paying $6.50 to $8 depending
on the car. And they raised it. They debated on lowering it, and they ended up raising it.
And you'd think that that would anger people. But if you've got – people are absolutely trained. They've been crate trained like a dog. And a Pavlovian response is, but I can't vote for the R. The level of discourse in this state – is anybody that is representing the right in this state has to come from a place of being a fascist. And as much as I don't like the homelessness and I don't like the crime and I don't like the high taxes and the overregulation and I don't like the cronyism, I can't vote for a fascist. That's the base level of most Californians today.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And even among Republicans in Los Angeles County, we have Bob Hertzberg. I don't know if you know him, but he has been one of the people or out early in talking about, you know, masking and shutting down and doing all this other stuff. And here he is. He's running away with it. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's not running away with it, but he's got a solid lead in the supervisory role here in Los Angeles County. And Los Angeles County has a budget that's bigger than most third world nations. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got their own Navy, for God's sakes. They got their own Air Force, if you would, and that kind of thing. People don't realize how big it actually is.
All right. I've got some good news for people in Northern California. If you listen to the show, you'll think it's good news. The ballot measure to recall San Francisco DA Chesa Boudin, who is that Soros-anointed guy, far, far, far leftist VACO. With 45% of the votes counted, AP has not called it yet, but 45% of the votes counted, yes, recall Chesa Boudin is winning 61% to 38%.
Okay. You're making me feel much better. Okay, I can flush the rest of this, because if we could beat him in San Francisco, of all places, there might be hope.
And in Los Angeles, your mayoral contest is going to be between Rick Caruso. I understand he's been putting a lot of money into ads. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he has, all over the place. The thing where he probably fell shy is he could use more ads online as opposed to cable.
Is that okay? Yeah, because I don't live in Los Angeles, so I haven't seen him. But where I live, we've got one of his developments, one of his beautiful lakes, shopping centers. Karen Bass is falling behind Rick Caruso right now, 90,000 votes to 85,000 votes. Now, that's 12.5% of the votes counted, so that could change.
Yeah. Yeah, and people need to remember, too, this is the primary, so if it'll still be her against him in the final. And and I know people don't like to do this, but you know, you've got to pay attention. You look at the other votes coming in, who they for, what party are they with, that kind of thing. Now, she is not well received as a whole, though. She's known as a pretty nasty person.
Are you talking about Karen Bass?
Karen Bass, yeah.
She leans socialist, doesn't she?
She's sitting in a socialist, yes.
I mean, she's actually spoken in front of socialist groups. Like, socialist groups have had her come in and speak. These are the people that call each other comrade. She's spoken in front of these people. So, but I think a lot of people in Los Angeles like that, I guess. So,
yeah. You know, what was interesting, too, and you know, people in other states can check it in their areas. I find it interesting that L.A. is reporting a little different. Los Angeles County is reporting a little different than they're reporting in at the state level, you know. So in L.A. County, they show Mike Garcia winning by a decent number, you know, over Chrissy Smith.
Okay.
So quite interesting. Now, wait, here's another one.
Are you on the Secretary of State site for that?
All right, I'm looking at both. I'm looking at the Secretary of State site and the L.A. County voter
register. Oh, the L.A. County.
Count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm, but here's the one that's got to make you crazy, Ted Lieu, right?
Oh.
I mean, this guy couldn't be more on a different planet than anybody else I know. Against Joe Collins, who is a good guy.
Yeah, like we've both had him on our shows.
Yeah. So Ted Lieu's ahead. He's got 70% of the vote so far, and Joe Collins has got 12. Again, it's back to what I said earlier. It's that whole thing, Democrat versus Republican.
If you don't have a surge this year of all years with the economy the way that it is, if you don't have a Republican surge in places like California, then this state is forever lost.
Done. I agree.
It's done. Listen, I've got, you and I both have friends that say the state is worth fighting for. I'm here to fight. And I get it, right? You don't want to let it go. But if this year of all years, Joe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm with you. Listen, Maxine Waters. Are you ready for this? Maxine Waters has got 75% of the vote.
Who is Omar? What's his
yes,
name?
Yes.
Is he still running?
He hasn't stopped
Navarro,
running for
right?
What?
Omar Navarro. Years?
Yes.
That guy. This is a guy for your audience around the country. Omar Navarro, not the character from Ozark. Omar Navarro is a perennial candidate in the 43rd district running against Maxine Waters. The man hasn't worked a day in his life. I met him a few times. He's a little strange. And then he did you ever have what's her name on your show? The girl that he dated. I had her on my show
no,
as well.
No, I don't know.
Okay. He ended up serving time in 6 months in jail.
Yeah.
For literally in prison in the state of California. This guy served 6 months in jail. That shows you how bad this guy was. Okay. For stalking Deanna Lorraine. That was her name. And Deanna's over at InfoWars. You know, she's whatever. So this guy gets out of jail. He serves time in jail where you can go into a store today and rip off $900 and you won't even see an hour in jail, never mind 6 months.
Oh, no.
And this guy is again running, living on campaigns on his through his social media, living on campaign funds. You can go to FEC and look at his expense reports. The guy uses campaign funds to drive through Taco Bell and stay at the Trump, you know, National. And this guy's living is just being a continual losing candidate. People around the country, do not fund this guy.
It's a bad look
for Republicans.
But that's what they do. They put these ads up to say, I'm a conservative Republican. I'm on your side. I'm willing to fight for you. And he did one of those GoFundMe accounts, right? What was it, 150K or 200K or something like that?
I didn't even hear about that. What was
this? Oh, this goes back to the early days when he first started running. He did a GoFundMe account. He lived off that 150K, to your point.
Lived large.
Oh, yeah.
Live yes. large. I a friend of mine talked to me about him a couple of years ago. So I went to the FEC site, and you can see all of the expense reports. You're required to file it. He's buying clothes. He's going to Target. He's going to restaurants. He's staying at hotels all around the country. Wow. He's living really, really large. The guy couldn't get a $14 an hour job.
You're so
this
right.
Is just
all right, Dave Sussman, you'll be here tomorrow night. All 3 hours are yours. Have fun. People, don't tune out. You're a heck of a lot smarter than I am. You need to tune in tomorrow night. Take a listen. You'll enjoy. Joe Messina, your host. God bless everybody. Have a great rest of the day.